Thanks for being with us on this Friday Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Fans of Belle and Sebastian have something to rejoice about today. A new EP coming out from the band. It's called How to Solve Our Human Problems, and it's part one of a new trilogy of EPs from the Indie Darlings, coming to your earbuds between now and February.
I was blank as I could be, hearing voices telling me, walk away from everything. Where was I meant to go? Far away from those I know, to some desolate below.
Well, this time, Belle and Sebastian is doing something different. They're turning their art onto their fans. Photos of 80 listeners make up the artwork for the new EPs. Superfans from as far away as Mexico came all the way to London just to have their pictures taken by the band. Frontman Stuart Murdoch and bandmate Sarah Martin asked each of those 80 fans a question while they were in London, and it comes right from the title of the EP, How Do We Solve Our Human Problems? Murdoch and Martin got a wide range of answers.
They were sort of an interesting mixture from the kind of universal to the very, very personal.
You told me that somebody said spend more time with non-human animals.
Oh, with non-humans.
Non-humans.
Yeah.
That one rang fairly true for me.
That's what I do. Yeah.
I like non-humans.
And so do I.
Quite a lot.
But we had some good ones. And it does happen to be the name of a Buddhist text, a reader that we've been interested in the last 2 or 3 years. I go to quite a lot of classes, and they're always picking up this book, How to Solve Our Human Problems. So I just loved that title, and I'm very interested. The Buddhists do actually believe that they have the answers, and the answers are actually inside you. You can work it out yourself.
Well, all these efforts to get in with your fans and let them in on the Belle and Sebastian experience, hey, it went just beyond questions and photos. You actually had a fan contest to write a song. This is A Plague on All the Other Boys. Let's listen.
She said, you will be the consummate scholar. And she said, do you know the world is your oyster? The man says, come and we will climb Mount Olympus. But all you want is to be there in the presence of a smile. In the presence of a smile. In the presence of a smile.
Guys, what's the story behind this song?
Yes, well, we don't do fan competitions once a week. This was actually an old one left over from a few years ago, and we were quite shoddy in getting round to it. But the idea was, with our record Write About Love, we asked the fans to write about their experience of love, and we would pick the best one. And what we would do then were, I was going to go out and hang out with whoever won the competition for a weekend or so, get to know them, write a song about them, and record it. So John out in Nebraska, actually, when he won the competition, I thought he was a 40-year-old man. He sounded very wise and old and a little bit bitter, but it turned out he was a 14-year-old schoolboy.
Yeah.
Mm.
And so my wife and I went out to Omaha, and we hung out with him and his mom and his grandma too. And we had a lovely time, and I wrote a kind of expressionistic song about John and about the experience. And so we finally got round to recording it. So it's on this record.
Sarah, what do you think of him?
He had a real presence. And Stuart had said he's a real man now. He still looked kind of young, but he didn't look as though he'd been treated badly in love anyway, really. It didn't look as though he was a broken man yet.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the music. There's a lot on the EP that's sort of a mix of the traditional, what people would think of the Belle and Sebastian sound that maybe they're used to. But there's a little bit going in a different direction, some electronic sounds that you've been playing with. Let's listen to Poor Boy. Guys, I'm feeling a little bit 80s. I'm feeling a little bit corgi, even a little bit disco there.
Yeah, a little bit Bananarama.
Yeah, that's it. So what brought that on?
Bob.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, that was a song that was instigated by our second guitarist, Bob.
He's always grooving. He's pretty 70s,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah, he's pretty 70s. Yeah. We all have our particular kind of niche.
Yeah.
So look, you guys have been on the scene for quite a long time, for 20 years. It probably doesn't seem like that. When you get to this stage in your career, what's experimentation like? I mean, do you worry anymore about whether fans will follow you? Or do you just say to yourself, look, people love our music, we've earned our spot, and we're going to do what we like, and hopefully people like it, maybe they don't?
I don't know. I think in my life, that's probably number 146 of things that I would worry about. And I don't mean to be complacent or anything like that. But, you know, when you've got a couple of kids, you really don't care. We've always done our own thing. And to their credit, the fans, people that follow us, they've never really moaned about it too much. And sometimes people moan about it and they sort of drop off. And then they come back 10 years later.
Yeah. You know, if you let them down, then they're entitled to bear a little grudge for a while, but they go through a phase of discovering other new stuff, and then they go back to things that they maybe loved before. You know, they kind of give up discovering new stuff and they retreat to the safe and, you know, vaguely familiar things. And
the safe bosom of Bell and Sebastian.
What's next? Out on tour? What's happening for you?
We're not out on tour until February, so there's always admin to be done when you've got records coming out. We're just that kind of thing at the moment.
But we've actually, funnily enough, we've recorded another five tracks.
I want to book a day a week in that studio.
I know, we've had great fun just doing kind of sundry projects. Maybe one day we'll phone up our record label and threaten them with another EP.
They'd love that.
I don't think they'd be too happy.
Does the record company hate it? Do they rather you put out a regular album, 12, 15 songs? Do they not like this format?
I think it was a little bit of a jolt for them because it's quite unusual. It's kind of three times the work for them. It's a bit of a pain in the neck for them.
I guess it's three times the printing and everything as well.
Yeah, sure. That kind of stuff. But for us, it was as natural as rain, but that's just us.
Well, at the very least, when you go out on the road in February, fans might get five songs they haven't heard anywhere else.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Something to look forward to. Well, it's been a real pleasure, Stuart Murdoch and Sarah Martin of Bell and Sebastian. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having us.